Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Prisluhnite še drugim zanimivim zgodbam na sbs.com.au/Slovenije.
Poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. V zadnjih mesecih v času koronavirusa, ko smo bili ali smo tudi še pod karanteno in se posvetimo biti bolj doma, da ne širimo virus v skupnosti, je bilo več zanimanja za kulinariko, posebno slovensko kulinariko in morda tudi recepti naših staršev ali starih staršev. Naslednji gost je prihaja z drugega konca sveta iz Kanade, kjer je tudi veliko število Slovencev in je pred nekaj meseci pričela uspešno skupina na socialnem mrežu Facebook pod imenom Slovenska kuhinja, kar je pokazalo veliko zanimanja, saj veliko število ljudi se ukvarja s skupino in narašča z dneva v dan. Danes smo jo povabili, da nam malo pove več o sebi in zakaj je to pričela. Najprej pa je lepo pozdravljen na slovenski vdaj radi SBS Shirma Australian po svetu, Michelle Pušić Ryle. To make it a bit easier for you, we can converse, of course, in English. Welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio in Australia, Michelle.
Hvala lepa.
Firstly, tell us a little bit more about yourself. As we mentioned, you live in Canada. Who is Michelle Pušić Ryle?
Yes, yeah, so I am a first generation Canadian Slovenian. Both of my parents were born in Slovenia. Mami je iz Prekmurje, ati je iz Bele Krajine. I was brought up in a home that was full of strong Slovenian traditions, and it was something that I carried through with me. I have my own family now with two boys. My husband is not Slovenian, but he has embraced the culture. If you met him, you would probably think he was Slovenian, and the Slovenian traditions are very, very strong in my own family as well. You know, from cooking to baking to making shunka, we do pachenka, we make our own salamas, krvavica, like you name it, we do it.
So what was that like growing up as a Canadian Slovenian, and what was it like, I guess, in those days, you know, to have this very strong Slovenian tradition?
So where I lived growing up, it was very close to my Slovenian parish. You know, it was great that I was surrounded around other Slovenian families that also moved here from Slovenia, and you know, we were all first generation Slovenians, so we were able to go to communion together at our parish. I did my birma at my church as well. Then we had the Slovenian dance group, Mladi Glas in Klinika, Slovenian dance group. I did that for many years. We actually toured and went to Slovenia once. And then I did my Slovenska šola for 9 years and got myself, you know, all the way up to high school and got a credit for that. So it was wonderful, actually.
So you mentioned going to Slovenia as well. You know, how did you find that experience, and have you been back since?
Yes. So my mom moved to Canada when she was 18. So her whole family is still to this day in Prekmurje. I frequented often, went to Slovenia over the summer vacation with my family. We were there probably, you know, if not every summer, every second or third summer, we would head down to Slovenia. Slovenia is, even though I'm Canadian, it's always felt like home to me. You know, when I drive around in the countryside and I would wake up, it felt like there's just something about Slovenia that makes my heart tick in a very different way. So leaving Slovenia was never an easy thing for me. I took my family 2 years ago and they felt the exact same way, to the point where both of my boys are like, you know what, I think I want to go to university in Slovenia. I want to play basketball or soccer in Slovenia. So, you know, we all feel it. It's in our hearts for sure.
And you mentioned your mother is from Prekmurje, ali gočiš?
Yeah, malo kočim. Because
there's quite a few people in Australia as well. They're from that region, so they obviously would appreciate the local dialect. Tell us a bit more about this group that you started. Slovenska kuhinja is the name of the group. Why did you start this? And only a couple of months ago.
Yes, so it was about 4 months ago. So COVID hit. We were all sort of, you know, isolated and had to quarantine at home. I worked, I'm an educational assistant for the school system, and I was told that, you know, indefinitely we would not be coming back to school. So I needed to figure out a way to keep myself busy I love cooking, I love baking, and I love the Slovenian heritage. So I went online, and I don't remember what I may have Googled to try to find a recipe, and maybe I couldn't find it because there really wasn't much online. So I thought, okay, I'm going to put together a Facebook group. I've got enough family members in Europe and then just within our own communities here. And I thought, we'll have maybe 200 people and we can kind of all just share, regionally. We're all from different areas in Slovenia. And we make things a little bit differently. Within the first 3 days, I hit 1,000 members and I was blown away. Then after a month, it was 5,000. Now we're 4 months in and we're over 8,000. So it's exploded tremendously. And we're in 93 different countries worldwide, which I think is unbelievable.
And I understand there's quite a number of Australian Slovenes also actively posting on this group.
Oh, yes. Like, I'm looking at my numbers right now, and Australia is fourth on the list. There's 795 members from Australia.
Wow. So that's quite a few people then from the community.
Yes, there is. There's a lot, actually. So it's beautiful.
And is it only aimed at in terms of sharing recipes or more about cooking?
You know what? I've kind of opened it up. Originally, it was just recipe sharing, but then people started posting other things, right? Like sentimental things, cookbooks that maybe their grandmother gave to them that their grandmother had, like from the 1900s or like the late 1800s. So it sort of opened it up to other things. I feel like it's great. We want to keep our Slovenians and traditions alive. And I think sharing all this information with each other and holding hands around the world with each other is such a beautiful thing. And it's just going to keep our Slovenian heritage alive and our roots nice and strong.
And I've seen there's obviously a little bit of music on there as well. There's some people sharing some of their musical talents.
Yes, there is. There's a lot of that too. And I kind of come by it honestly. My dad was in a band, Veseli Banzerski, and it's something that's part of me too. So Slovenian music is definitely something that gets played a lot around my house and in my car.
Did you expect to have such a wide reaction and such, I guess, an active posting? Because I think, if you look on there every probably, 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, there's a post.
I definitely was not expecting any of this to happen. I didn't know what to expect. I just thought it sort of, put up a group and it kind of just went. I think it was the timing of everything. It was perfect and it managed to hit everybody all over.
And have you had much of a reaction from anyone in Slovenia as well?
Oh, yes. I have had several people reach out to me from chefs to authors of cookbooks to, even musicians. I had Sasha Osinik on there probably 5 or 6 weeks after I had launched the group. I'm actually in the middle of starting up a website as well. It's kuhinya.com, and I've had artists and designers and, different people from Slovenia reach out to me as well. So I'm kind of working with them, and I'm excited because I'm looking forward to, being able to bring Slovenia to all those who possibly, may never be able to get there. And who knows with this COVID, what that has in store for us. So, yeah, I'm excited.
And have you had much media interested in that group as well?
Well, this morning I had a gentleman from Winnipeg. He has a podcast. He had me on last week. I've had a few articles written about me in Slovenia. And there's a Canadian historical group that actually interviewed me this morning. So I've been in a few different magazines, one from Ohio and the States as well. So, it's humbling. At first I was shy, to be honest with you, because I wasn't expecting all of this to happen. But I'm kind of settling into it and I'm trying to embrace all the little fame that's coming along with it, I guess.
Tell us, what is your ultimate favorite recipe?
My ultimate favorite recipe. My goodness, there's just so many. I don't even know if I could pinpoint one. I love pizza. It would have to be anything that belongs to the baking department because I love to bake. So anything sweet really is like krofe, pizza. That would probably be my number one and two.
Sounds like the good side of things. Are there any specific guidelines or any specific rules, I guess, that people need to follow on the group as well? Is that they have to share the recipe?
Yes. So that's something that I've been, sometimes there's a bit of a struggle because people like to post what they had for breakfast or what they had for lunch, and sometimes it's something that looks very delicious, and I don't want to be hounding people for recipes, but if you're sharing a photo, take 2 seconds, even if you have to take a picture of a written down recipe or something. There's a lot of young members that are in the group who maybe have lost their parents, or, they weren't around or weren't asking their grandparents for the recipes. And it's just something that would be very helpful for these members that are looking for, traditional Slovenian dishes that they can share with their own families.
And so how do people get involved? They need to join the group.
Yes, they can join the group, and then the members that are within the group can also, invite their friends and family members to be a part of the group as well. But we are easy to find. Facebook, Slovenska Kuhinja, spread the love. And then there's an Instagram account as well.
So you mentioned earlier it's quite a few from Australia, so we invite anybody else listening to this to obviously join the group Slovenska Kuhinja on Facebook to then obviously be able to share their favourite recipes and pictures obviously of food and anything else, I guess, cultural from that perspective. Thank you so much, Michelle, for speaking to us today on SBS Radio in Australia, and of course we wish you all the best with the group and hope that more Australian Slovenians also join in and share their favourite recipes.
Thank you so much. Pleasure was all mine. I appreciate it. Stay safe, stay healthy.
Na svidenje.
Na svidenje. Hvala.
Želite slišati sorodne zgodbe? Prisluhnite jim preko Apple ali Google podcasta, preko aplikacije Spotify ali kjerkoli drugje.